He's got an opinion and he's not afraid to share it. Now, sharing his lunch? That's a different story. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
Women, listen up. If you are a woman living in this world, you know you are living in a toxic, stressful environment between work, home, everyday challenges. If you do not find a way to control your stress, it's going to wreak havoc on your arteries and increase your risk of developing coronary artery disease. My next guest is an assistant professor in preventive medicine at Northwestern University in Chicago. Her name is Dr. Kiari Kershaw, and she's going to tell us what some of these things we can do to prevent heart disease are. Dr. Kershaw, welcome to the show, and tell me a little bit about the research you've done and what you have found potentially is the number one cause of stress in women, if you can.
So I think for women and men, money becomes one of the large stressors. But I think also for women in particular, balancing responsibilities at home, regardless of whether you work, seems to be another stressor. And the older women that I studied, balancing children and being caretakers for their parents seem to be added stressors.
Yikes, that's a lot. I don't want that job. I don't want the job of being a mother, daughter to an aging parent, worrying about money, cooking dinner, having to go to work. They say there are women that can do it all, but I don't know if that's such a good idea to do it all. Are you saying, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, but that it's possible you shouldn't do it all. You shouldn't do it all. I mean, you may be able to do it all, but something's going to suffer, be it your children or your arteries in this case. What happens when women are just caught up in the stress? What's happening? How does it take a toll on their bodies?
Yeah, I mean, so I think there is a cost that that there are two ways that can impact your body. One, that you're not as or both that you're not as aware of, but one, just kind of biologically affecting the stress mechanisms in your body. But the other is how you cope with stress. So certain behaviors that you engage in without even realizing, like your diet, how your diet might change in reaction to all the stress that you're dealing with. So even if you think you're managing it all, you may be, but by using other things that can harm your arteries, like you say.
What does Kiari Kershaw do? How does she manage the stress of being a brilliant physician in preventive medicine at Northwestern and then come home and have to manage her money? And I don't know if you're married or you have children, but what do you do to chillax?
Yeah, well, I'm married. I have two daughters. So that can be stressful, definitely.
Would you rather be at work or would you rather be at home?
I'd rather be at work during the day.
Got it.
I think it's easier for me. I like my work a lot, so I think that helps. And I think my children like school a lot, so it's win-win. And gives me some adult time. But then, yeah, I like to exercise. I exercise a good amount, running and sometimes rock climbing, not right now because I'm pregnant right now. But you know, so engaging in those behaviors, it's not that I don't also eat candy or junk food when I'm feeling stressed. I do that and I am aware of that. But I think the activity helps, and venting to my friends, but not so much that they stop talking to me.
Exactly. You don't want to be a toxic friend, because I've heard from another a physician that you want to get rid of your friends that vent too much. There has to be a conservation of venting. You both have to be venting equally, or the relationship can potentially kill you. How about the environment?
Take, right.
I know. We've talked before about how toxic friends can kill you early. But what are things in the environment that women particularly can try to avoid? Anything manageable that they can actually avoid that will decrease their risk of getting a heart attack?
In their environment, at work or just kind of in general?
It's a general open-ended question. In general.
In general, okay. Yeah, so I mean, there are, I mean, I think most of it I think as social, but, and people don't have as much control over physical environment, because physical environment is actually another source of stress, depending on the type of neighborhood you live in, for example, that can increase your risk for heart disease.
If we all lived in a cave, would that be better? I mean, if we just avoided all human interaction, avoid all humans,
isolation. Yeah, complete. I mean, actually, maybe unplugging a little might help, because just in the sense that that's one other way you could be stressed. I've heard about studies about Facebook and people feeling worse about themselves for things like that. But, you know, you have to interact with people in some ways. So I think finding ways to be okay with who you are and where you are is probably the most important thing, because there are a lot of things that you can't change. So which goes back to, I think, coping and finding good ways to cope, because a lot of this is kind of stemming from unhealthy ways that you cope with the stress that you encounter.
Kiari, in the study that you did and you looked at, was there anything that you came up with that we could actually do to be more proactive and prevent the stressors? Is there something that you learned from the study that you didn't know already, that wasn't common sense? You're like, oh, wow, I never thought that if I did this, it would actually translate into potentially fewer deaths, heart attacks, strokes, etc. What did you get out of the study?
For ours, I mean, I think that the one surprise was I wasn't sure whether or not the findings would be consistent, because I think the stressful life events felt like they might be more severe of a stressor, and that you would end up with a stronger relationship for the stressful life events and social strain. So I think the fact that they were pretty similar suggests to me that one avenue that you could take is reducing that social strain in your life. So, I mean, because that's something you can change and could maybe prevent heart disease, whereas the stressful life events, you can't really do as much. Those happen.
Right.
But there are some preventable
expression.
Stressors
right.
Stuff have happens. The same effect.
In the trial, or in the Women's Health Initiative that you looked at, was anyone meditating in that study? Did that pan out or play out to show that people that actually meditated were better off, or was that not really one of the
That's a good question, but they didn't. I don't think that was assessed in there. I think that they are doing some kind of pilot mindfulness intervention, because that is one way in which people are talking about intervening.
Right. So to sum it up, we live in a toxic world full of stress, and we can't really get rid of the stress. All we can do is figure out how to cope with it and perhaps react to it differently. And I'm putting a plug out there for mindful meditation for not only women, but any human being who lives in this world. I think if you de-stress your response to the world, you will decrease the release of all sorts of toxic hormones and cytokines in your bloodstream. So Dr. Kaskel is saying stay away from people and meditate more. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD, reminding you never to let anyone do your thinking for you. And stay skeptical, my friends, and stay well.